Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
But before we get into our our conversation, right, I brought some cards over here.
Girl, and I saw you, like, before we started the show. I was like, what is V doing?
I always have something up my sleeve, girl. Mm-hmm. So Erin kind of knows what we're doing in today's show, but there's a little bit of surprises that I got for her. So we have some cards, right? This game is meant for couples to ask each other, but because we are together,
we are a couple of people.
We are a couple of young women. I thought it would be fun to ask each other these questions. Well, more me asking you these questions, right? So I will also give my answers. Don't worry, I won't just put you on the spot.
Okay.
But they're all relationship type questions. Now they're gonna get a little hint of how we are when it comes to the relationship aspect of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think let's start with a light one, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is your favorite romance movie?
Oh my goodness.
And you got a lot of options.
Okay.
But go on. I'm just saying you watch a lot of Korean thingies.
I was about to say my favorite is, I would say Past Lives.
Oh.
Yeah. It is about this girl who grew up in Korea, like she was born there, mm-hmm. and then she moved to America, and then she met another man there, they got married, but her best friend who's still in Korea, he came over, and it's this beautiful balance of, I'm not mad at you because you left, but I need to heal a part of me because you left.
Sure.
And it's such a beautiful movie about love.
Oh my gosh, I forgot the name of mine, but there is this other Christian movie. It's a very old one, but not old in like 90s, but it's like early 2000s. I forgot the name of it, but it's a Christian movie. Mm. I literally saw it on TikTok like the beginning of last month, and I forgot the name. I'll search it up and I'll let you guys know. But the Christian movie is about some guy who's in college who starts a music career. And he meets his girlfriend in uni, and then they start dating. And then after that, he starts becoming big. And while he starts becoming big, she starts to get sick and fall ill.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
I thought you were talking about Let It Shine.
No, girl. Hold on. but in this movie, she starts getting sick, and I think she has cancer or something.
Yeah.
So they're very young in university, and he decides, you know what, they fight kind of like the battle of her going through cancer and chemo and all of that stuff. And then they go to hospital. She actually recovers. And then they're like, you know what, we don't want to waste any more time. A year has gone or however much time went.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get married. They get married and she gets sick again and passes away. But that movie is so beautiful. I will look for the name of the movie for you guys and I'll let you know, but I was reminded of it and I was like, that is a very beautiful romantic movie, even though it is a sad one, and it's also based on a true story as well. So it's really nice to see actual realistic you know,
I think that's a
stories
big thing, because sometimes I know definitely for me I get so caught up in how love looks in media.
Yeah.
And in my real life, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, all of this isn't happening. But also being like, Erin, remember that is a heightened version meant for entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not a realistic version meant for real life.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying to not have, like, you know, your standards. Have your standards, y'all. Get that flower, girl.
Absolutely.
You got to get that door open for you. And even guys, you know, whatever guys like. Like, I feel like even guys have standards. I mean, and I know we know this, but a lot of times I think we are like, you know what? A girl has to have high standards.
Yeah.
When a guy is like, oh, but I have standards too. We're like, nah, fam, boo, tomato, tomato. And I'm
throwing tomatoes.
No.
I got the movie. It's called, it's actually not old. I don't know why I thought it was old. I think it was from 2020.
Yeah.
But it's called I Still Believe. It's a really, really good movie. I recommend.
Are you watching it for Valentine's Day?
Oh, girl, hold on. We're not there yet. Hold on. We're still on the game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Describe your ideal first date. Now, listen. It needs to, like, money's not an option.
Okay.
Like, time is not an option.
Okay.
Like, there's no problems. Just describe. There's no issues that you guys are going to come across. Just a ideal first date.
My ideal first date would be...
I hope someone's listening. I'm joking.
I mean.
Anyways.
I would say anything that is meaningful but low-key as well.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a first date is something where I personally would want to get to know you more.
Yeah.
So don't take me to the movies, because now we're sitting in silence.
Yeah, or an activity.
Yeah, like, I feel like something that is fun, but something that's also, you know, like, we can actually bond and talk about things.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to zip line, you know, just zip line together.
Yeah.
Not like you're going to go, and I'm like, hey, Bana Batong, where are you going?
Yep.
Come back. Tell me about your favorite color.
Okay.
All of these things, yeah.
I also think mine is very similar. I just need... First date for me, I don't think it needs to... For me, first dates don't really matter in a big way. And I'll tell you why. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't know if this is going to go any further with this person. So I just need to talk and then we're cool. Because I remember I've once had a first date that was at a coffee shop. And I was like, I need... it to be at a coffee shop so that by the time the coffee's finished, if I can, I can run if I need to, right?
It's crazy.
Because now if you're committing to a dinner and you're not sure like how it's gonna go, it's like now I have to wait for the bill and the food and the, you know. So I think coffee for me is the safest, especially if I'm like I don't know this person very well. But if it's a person that I actually do know, who was maybe a friend and we're going on a date, I would say obviously a restaurant is the most kind of basic, but I don't mind even a picnic,
I
sunset
like picnics as
vibe.
Well.
I don't mind that as long as it's not a noisy place, we can speak and all of that.
But also feel like for everyone who's listening, please send in yours. Your first date ideas as well.
Or even first date horror stories.
Oh my gosh.
Had,
Let us know.
Let us know, because I think we should laugh together at the things that we experience
in this day and age.
We
can share stories with everyone.
But since we're actually speaking about dating in this day and age, what do you think about technology and dating?
Sweetie.
Do we have time? Do we have enough time?
Sure. I think... It can either be a thing that advances your romantic relationship, or it can easily become a thing that, you know, can be a disadvantage.
Yeah.
There's something I saw on Instagram though, where the girl was like, social media is the new balcony on which King David stood on.
Ooh,
looking at Sheba. Bereshima with Sheba. And I'm like, that is so true, because now I can be in a relationship, but once I get on my phone, and I mean like girls and guys, I'm seeing things, my eyes are wandering, but my heart isn't stable. So what do you think, Lee?
It's interesting that you've said that. I think technology has made dating, especially, I'm talking about beginning processes, like before you actually are in a relationship, like what people would call the courting stage, or I think it has made it a bit more tricky and intricate. Oh Lord help me. I'll get my English together today. But it has made it a bit more tricky, because there's a lot of things now that you have to consider. Like, I'll give you all the 411, ladies. One thing that I had to do, I'm afraid to admit this, but we're going to be real. Because like of technology and how it is, like you're saying, it's like the balcony situation. Like, people have room to look at other women and all of that and all of that. And it's not necessarily, for some people it can be an insecurity, but for some people it's like, you do not want a man that is always like looking, or a woman that is always looking at people of the opposite gender when you are with them. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very important. So like, I, when a guy used to ask me on a date or something, what I would do is I would check the guy's Instagram following.
Honestly?
There is no way I'm saying yes without checking an Instagram following. And I'm not saying you need to be loyal to me because you don't even know me. But I'm just trying to check what kind of man you are. Are you the type of man who, like, literally your following is mainly women and half naked women in bikini pictures? Like, all those things I think are important. And I think it has given us a bit of a benefit to having technology. But I always think that there's always a negative of technology's influence.
For me, actually, a conversation I've had with a certain individual. I am I'm about to out myself on national radio. But like, what part are you going to let social media play in your relationship? You know, especially when it comes to like the digital age, because are we going to be people who has their, I don't know, their partner's name in their bio? Are we going to be people who main text in every post?
Sure.
Are we just not going to post about our relationship?
Yeah.
You know what I feel like it comes down to? What is my personal relationship with, like, you know, social media and media as a whole?
Yeah.
And how does that complement one another?
So are you speaking on, I know we kind of going everywhere, but speaking on like things like really like posting and stuff, do you believe in posting on social media, your partner? You can be real. Like, oh, is that a don't
the
ask?
The silence was deafening. I was like,
I will give you mine before you answer to give you a chance to marinate on your answer.
I think I already know your answer, but go ahead.
You know what? Here's my personal opinion, right? I don't want to post my partner, especially if I'm not married to that person.
Oof, that's good.
Right? And that is a personal thing. I don't believe in posting my boyfriend on social media. And I'll tell you why. I think for me, it is very important to protect something until it's like solidified, right? For me, it's very much difficult to break a marriage than it is to break a boyfriend, girlfriend relationship.
Yeah.
In my view, everyone has their own opinion on that. So for me, I'd rather protect that. And it's the same as, for example, if you are in a relationship and maybe you had a disagreement with your partner, maybe your family knows about your partner, you're not going to go to your parents and say, this is what my partner did. Because that's crazy. Because now that's the perception of your partner that they're going to have in the moment that they do meet him. They already have preconceived notions. They're not seeing, oh, a human being. They're seeing a man who is dating my daughter and I want better for my daughter.
Yeah,
she shouldn't be accepting anything less than the best. So for me, it's the same. I don't want random people knowing my relationship. If I don't have a relationship with you, I don't think you need to be honest. I'm still not sure if I'm going to post my husband, because I'm also like, I barely post my family. What more my husband?
You barely
post. Yeah, I barely post.
And when you post, it's about you. And I'm like, let's go, girl.
So I think I'm still a bit like, people will know that I'm married. That is going to be a very obvious thing. But yeah, I'm still a bit, you know, on it.
On the fence.
On the fence. But I think one of the things that I wanted to actually kind of touch on is the expectation that social media has created when it comes to relationship. Do you think there's very unrealistic expectations? Do you think they are very realistic? I think maybe people need to be mindful of what they consume.
Ooh,
on good. The relationship aspect. What good. Are your like views on that?
Sure. I think I know I am such a person when it comes to love. I love love. I love seeing people in love.
Yep.
I like celebrating love.
True.
You know.
Erin is like that. Erin is that girl.
I love
she
love.
Gets giddy for other people.
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, literally just yesterday, I was gushing with one of my friends at church. And she was like, yeah, no, like me and my boyfriend. I was like, heck yeah, you and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think as someone who is very, like, loving of love, I had to learn that not everything that is centered around love is worth my attention.
Sure, true.
Because, you know, like, you're seeing certain films that are, like, R-rated, certain films that are just, like, you know, what the heck, we just met yesterday, tonight we were busy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the things that we fill our minds with when it comes to love is actually so important.
Sure.
Especially when you have a big heart for it.
Yeah.
And when you wear your heart on your sleeve. Yeah, so I definitely think, like anything else, social media has a massive impact on the way we, like, on the way we view things and the way it influences us.
Yeah.
However, I feel like it also comes down to, on what side are you of the internet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are on the lovey-dovey, we went on a picnic post kind of thing, but if you are, like, on the other side, I feel like, you know, then obviously that will also pique your interest.
Yeah.
So knowing that, where do I stand and what do I believe when it comes to love?
Mm.
And that influences ultimately the things you watch.
Yeah.
And the things you watch influence the way you treat people you love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like I was saying the other day, I think it's very true. And it's funny that we have to actually have this conversation, because I had it with my brother and my cousin. And I'm like, there is actually, like, literally yesterday, I said, there's actually a lot of things that people are normalizing in television, in on social media and all of that, in relationships, that is actually not normal. Like I watched something that the girl was not happy with something that the guy did, right? And the guy is trying to, like, talk to her. And granted, she is, whatever she was mad about was really a fair thing to be annoyed about, right?
Yeah.
But she started saying, shut up, I don't want to hear you speak. And I'm like, you know what? Like, nobody was saying anything about the fact that that's what the girl said.
Oh, wow.
Everyone was, like, continuing with whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
But for me, it was like, are we just going to skip past that? Like, that is normal. Like, telling your partner to shut up. For
me, sweetie, not in this household.
Not in this household. It's like, for me, respect is a very big thing. No matter how angry a person is to you, I think the way they speak to you is very important. And I think that is why it's important for us to look for guidance in the Bible. Like, what does God say about how a wife should be treated, or how a wife should treat the husband, and how a husband should be treating their wife, you know? So that does not display goodness and kindness, even the basic fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, fruit of the spirit, let alone how a wife and husband should treat the other person. It doesn't also display 1 Corinthians 13 characteristics. Do you know what I mean? So I think we need to, as believers, we need to make sure that we go to the word about how we need
how to
be. Because I thought even... This is me confessing on myself. Ooh, I'm snitching on myself. Hold on. But one thing about me in the past, pride was a big thing.
Yeah.
If my partner's going to do something, I'm going to do it even bigger. And, you know, it's going to be an even bigger problem, right?
Yeah,
it's going to be a bigger issue. And I remember God was like, dude, it says love has no pride. So we need to deal with this right now.
That's real.
Right? And I had to come to terms that sometimes, even when you're angry with your partner, you can't just be like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, silent treatment, never talking to you. I'm not talking to you for a week. And then you're quiet. Like, that's not how you build a household, right? Yes, your partner is going to irritate you. Your partner is going to drive you insane. That is a human being that grew up in a certain way, and they are their own person. You're not identical to each other, right? So there are things that are going to irritate you about each other.
Yeah.
But how you deal with each other is very important. So I think we need to go back to the basics and go to the word about that.
I think we live in a culture now where people aren't really... Like, people are vocal about the way they love.
Yeah.
But they aren't vocal about the mistakes they make in love. You know?
Yeah.
So I can be like, oh my word, I love my boyfriend. I love this. I love that about him. But am I... I'm not saying to, like, out your business, because I'm not about to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you and your partner, when you guys have worked through something, and when someone comes to you asking, hey, so... Me and my partner, we're going through, for example, we're going through a difficult time in regards to, you know, making time for each other. That's a big thing. Even if quality time isn't your love language, how do you make time for each other? If you and your partner, if you guys have been through that, you guys are working through that, in that moment, it's a perfect time for you to be, actually be, you know, giving advice, giving counsel, giving sound biblical counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's a small thing like you make time for the things you love, that's just like a basic principle that I've learned in my time. It's like, I can't be saying, for example, oh my God, Aaron, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Have you made time for him?
Jeez.
Did you pray today?
Jeez.
Did you, like, how do you view going to his house on Sunday gatherings? How do you view talking to his people, talking to a person?
Sure.
Because even in the way you treat people shows the way you love God.
But before,
so it's like stuff like that, you know?
Before we even go deep, I actually want to go back because I wrote this point when I was prepping. I was like, how do I need the girls to come forth and be,
let us know in the group chat.
Because the whole courting thing or men initiating something, let's say. Okay. So I remember there was a time where when I was not in the Lord, when I was not committed in the Lord, I was like, I have no problem being the one who finds. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, I was the one who would be making the first move or whatever. And I was cool with that. I didn't see a problem with that.
Yeah.
But when I started being intentional with my time with God, I started understanding what God expects from me as a woman and all of that. I also realized I don't want to do that. I don't want to find my husband. I want him to find me, right?
Yeah.
So I want the girls to let us know the DM situation. Are we for it? Because the things that I used to see in the DMs, I don't really check my DMs anymore. But the things that I used to see in the DMs, I was like, is this supposed to be a man who is seriously trying to... He wants something further. Like, he wants a future.
Yeah.
But he's like throwing... or sending me a basketball emoji in my DMs and saying, sorry, my ball just bounced in your DMs. Excuse me, what? So there is a lot of stories that I will say. Have you ever looked at your DMs?
Girl, I do.
Do you find interesting DMs?
I do as well. And sometimes I think, I'm like, Lord, what if... You know, my husband is in my DMs.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Aaron, quit playing.
We both know.
Quit playing.
We both know he's not.
Because I think the Lord also knows my heart.
Yeah.
That, yes, I do read my DMs, but I use discernment.
Yes.
If I can feel like this is a chat that won't end well.
Yeah.
For me or the other person.
Uh-huh.
Or just like, you know, I'm just not feeling good about their approach or something.
Yeah.
I honestly don't respond.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
And also, I feel like it's just a matter of what am I going to get out of this? Because if we're going to be honest right now on the line, I think it was like sometime last year when I met a guy at a work event. Ciao. And we were DMing on Instagram. It was like all like, you know, obviously like above board and everything. But then there was a point where I was like, where is this even leading to? Because when we met in person, he had clear intentions. But I was like, nah, fam, I'm good. But then it's like, you know, think about where will this lead to? Instead of just, oh, it feels good in the moment. Yeah.
I think also another funny thing is sometimes... men, I think technology, yo guys, I don't know, I might be a pessimist about social media and or technology and relationship, but you know, I'm just gonna say my piece. But I think there's just quite a lot that I don't like about social media and relationships, and one of the elements is men don't have anymore, right? A lot of times men don't, because they have your social media, they're like, they will see you in person and they're like, nah, I have her social media, I'll just hit her up. And it's like, dude, you saw me, you couldn't speak to me, but you're waiting to send me a message on social media or WhatsApp or whatever. So I think there is a lot of for me personally, and I think at some point a couple of years ago, I didn't make it clear to God, I'm like, Lord, however you send my husband, send him in person. Can he not come via social media because I am
on the DM.
I don't want him via DMs. I'm so sorry. Like, I can take bumping into him, I don't know, somewhere else, but not in the DMs, because there was a lot that in the DMs, even sometimes because they see that you're Christian and they're like, they're going to put on this facade. Now they're filtering their social media so that you see the good. And then you're like, okay, he seems okay. And then you start talking to the person and then you're like, yo, nothing that you're saying and what you're portraying on social media is how you really are.
I think so, a fun thing for me is is the positive that social media can bring in a relationship, obviously within boundaries, you know, and depending where you are in your relationship, if you guys are comfortable posting each other or sharing about each other, go ahead by all means. But I think also it's a good platform to show people what healthy love looks like, what a godly love looks like, what a God-fearing love looks like.
But do you think every couple is called to do that, or do you think certain couples are?
Sure.
Because, yeah, because I was asking myself this the other day, and I was like, should all Christian couples be, you know, because already worldly couples are doing all these couple channels and all of that, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to do a couples channel.
Hey.
I said, I don't want a couples channel ever, right? But then I'm like, what if I'm supposed to have one? Because there's so much of the world that people are consuming that we don't have enough of godly relationships on the platforms that we are using that we can consume. So I think it leaves me with that question. That
I think I have a question.
An answer.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I feel like some people are called to do it and it can be like a good ministering space.
Yes.
To actually, like, you know, speak life into that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, you know, we are called to, you know, be image bearers.
Yeah.
So whether I'm posting about my man on Instagram or wherever, like, do people around me in my everyday life see that me and my partner are actively pursuing the Lord?
Sure.
Because if we ain't pursuing the Lord in real time, but I wanna go post, oh my word, thank you so much, God, for giving me this fine man. Then you go sleep.
Yeah. So I think that is an interesting thing. I do think one couple that I do respect in how they actually approach stuff is...
I think I know who you're about to say.
You say it before
Emmy Moore and her man Malik.
Period. They're both ministers.
Yeah.
They have their own social media. They have their own things that God has called them to. But they do here and there tell us, this is how we do it. This is how we're not doing it, because this is what we stand and believe in. And this is how God has told us to move. So I do respect how they've managed to, you know, not overshare with us. Because I think it is important that we watch what we are giving and exposing ourselves to. But at the same time, teaching as well on how to do it. And I think it's very a very good thing to see. I really appreciate them.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.